Sweet Heat by Bolu Babalola. The narrative of Sweet Heat is a lush, emotionally resonant odyssey that explores the complexities of second chance, romance, the weight of generational legacy, and the process of reclaiming one's creative voice. Spanning from the rain-slicked streets of London to the sun-drenched vistas of Cape Town, the story follows Kiki Banjo and Malachi Korodeus. They navigate the debris of their past to build a future that is, right on time, the illusion of stability and the onyx offer. The story begins in February, with Kiki Banjo experiencing a sense of impending pre-catastrophe during a date night with her boyfriend, Bikari. Kiki, an overachieving eldest Nigerian daughter and former host of the successful podcast The Heartbeat, is in the midst of a quarter-life crisis after quitting her job at a major streaming service, SoundSugar. Bikari, a tech founder who appears on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, is a man of facts and bitrates who provides a measured, adequate warmth that Kiki has convinced herself is enough. During dinner, Kiki suspects Bikari is about to propose. Instead, he offers her a job at his company, Onyx, leading a new research division to track Black music audiences. Bikari frames the offer as a financial lifeline and a Black power couple branding opportunity. Kiki, however, feels insulted by the notion that she is a liability in need of rescuing and rejects the offer, leading to a recalibration, break in their relationship, the return of the Kai, the engagement party. The status quo is shattered by the engagement of Kiki's best friend, Emina Bikare, to Kofi, who is also Malachi Korodeus' best friend. This union necessitates the return of Malachi from Los Angeles, where he has been living for 3 years as the protege of Oscar-winning director Matthew Knight. At Emina and Kofi's rooftop engagement party in East London, Kiki and Malachi see each other for the first time in 2.5 years. The air between them is acetone on a paper cut, thick with the unsaids and the smoke of their previous tectonic cleaving. Despite their mutual anger and a past complete scrubbed PR line, the latent language and physical magnetism remain undeniable. Following the party, a cancelled Uber and a dead phone battery lead Kiki to Malachi's hotel suite. There, they engage in a thirst amnesty, a one-time, emotionless hookup designed to get it out of their system. However, the experience only reinforces the exquisite synergy and leaves Kiki sobbing on the ride home, haunted by the realization that us never truly ended. The Phoenix Project and the creative throuple. Kiki's professional life takes a surreal turn when she is invited to a private audience with the elusive and critically acclaimed R&B artist, Teray Souza. Teray, who has been in self-imposed exile from the industry, reveals that SoundSugar has blacklisted Kiki, calling her difficult to work with. Impressed by Kiki's music archaeologist wizard insights, Teray offers her the role of creative producer for her upcoming visual album and documentary, Phoenix. The divine intertension of the project is revealed when Teray introduces the director she has chosen, Malachi Korodeus. Teray, unaware of their 5-year history, proposes a creative throuple, noting that Kiki and Malachi possess a synergy that cannot be taught. Trapped by their need for the job and their respect for Teray's vision, Kiki and Malachi agree to keep their history a secret, maintaining a frigid but polite, professional rhythm, excavating the past, the root of the rupture. As they work together on Phoenix, the narrative utilizes flashbacks to explain the apocalypse that destroyed their university-era relationship. 4 years prior, Malachi's life was upended by the sudden death of his father from a heart attack. Malachi, burdened by the responsibility of caring for his mother and brother, retreated into a dark cloud of grief and macho silence, shutting Kiki out. The final break occurred in a hotel room 3.5 years ago. A text from a colleague named Jade, who had attempted to kiss Malachi, exposed a lack of trust and communication that had been festering for months. Malachi, feeling he had nothing left to give Kiki and wanting to protect her from his mess, walked out of her life to pursue his career in LA. Kiki was left, tore up, convinced that Malachi had simply found her inconvenient and had chosen to let her go, live at Sakura, the restaurant and the roses. The production of Phoenix reaches a climax when a location mishap forces Kiki to suggest her parents' restaurant, Sakura, as the venue for Teray's lead music video. Sakura is more than a business to Kiki, it is a testament to my parents' ability to spin gold from grit, and the news that they are selling it to retire in Lagos has left her feeling hollow. During the shoot, Bikari reappears with a massive bouquet of red roses, offering Kiki her old job back at SoundSugar. He reveals that SoundSugar has been acquired by his new parent company and that returning would be a PR blessing for all involved. However, the encounter provides Kiki with complete and utter clarity. She realizes that Bakari loved the idea of her rather than her true self, and that her adequate life with him was merely a form of emotional coasting to avoid the pain of her feelings for Malachi. She rejects the job and Bakari for good, finally purified from that chapter of her life. On set, Teray notices the erotic energy between Kiki and Malachi and insists they stand in for the lead actors during a slow dance sequence. The dance, to the song, Solstice, forces them to confront the unfinished physical business in front of their friends and the crew. The charade of the acquaintanceship begins to crumble, culminating in Teray discovering their secret history and demanding no more bullshit moving forward. The secret benefactor and the thawing of hearts. Following the shoot, Kiki discovers the best thing anyone has ever done for her. Malachi had secretly contacted Meji, the owner of their old university haunt Sweetest Ting, and facilitated a buyout plan for Sakura. Meji offers to partner with Kiki, allowing her to run her own Sakura Sounds live music nights while he manages the day-to-day operations. This act of radical selflessness by Malachi, who wanted no credit for the intervention, shatters Kiki's remaining defenses. The tension between them briefly flares again during a midnight swim in a stranger's pool following a party. Malachi reveals the truth about his month-long haze with Teray in LA, explaining that they were two lost souls chasing numbness after their respective breakups. He admits that he never stopped thinking about Kiki and that his previous dismissive comments were a cowardly attempt to unstick himself from their bond. The Cape Town Odyssey, Bachelorette and Bakery Searches. The final act takes place in Cape Town, where the group has traveled for Amina's bachelorette party. The trip is marred by a bridezilla conflict when Amina, under the pressure of Nigerian bride brain and maternal expectations, accidentally humiliates Kiki in front of Teray. The conflict leads to Amina's temporary disappearance, which Kiki correctly identifies as a quarter-life crisis rather than a loss of love for Kofi. Kiki finds Amina at a local bakery, Lesdi's, where they have a long-overdue sisterhood conversation. Amina confesses she was projecting her own fears of taking risks onto Kiki's relationship with Malachi. They reconcile, and Kiki realizes that getting the good things in life is always a risk. In the moonlight of the South African villa, Kiki and Malachi finally unpick the tangles of the heart. Malachi delivers a low, burning burr of a confession, admitting that he ran from himself, not from her, and that he will never forgive myself for making you feel lonely within us. Kiki reciprocates, acknowledging that they were both brave enough for the both of us at different times and that she wants all of you always. They reunite fully, choosing to sweat for their relationship and date as adults. The epilogue, a glory fulfilled. The novel concludes 2 years later, during the anniversary of Sakura's reopening as Sakura Sounds. The space has been restored to its former glory, serving as a hub for community and culture. Kiki is now a Grammy-nominated producer and Teray Souza's creative consultant, while Malachi's independent film, Apple, has become a festival darling. Amidst the joy of the gathered family and friends and the presence of Amina and Kofi's young daughter, Adeyinka, Malachi drops to his knee. To the tune of a bizarre Fuji version of the thong song, he proposes to Kiki Banjo. The story ends with a definitive yes to their shared past, present, and future, as Kiki realizes they are always right on time. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.